V'dilma also liyisurei min ha'chiyav al aptur or min aptur al ha'chiyav. There should be a shaila then. This field now, after the third day, it's like this. Midiyaraisa, since the owner retracted and said he doesn't want it to be hefker anymore, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have a right to retract. So really the hefker goes off it. Midirabbanan though, they said no. Once you left the hefker on the field for 3 days, it stays loyalam, the Bailam can't retract. So now that the Rabbanan said it's hefker, if somebody comes and takes it, they're going to think that they acquired the field from hefker. And the locker is, when you take a field from hefker, you're potter from Trumas and Maisris. So whoever now comes and takes this field, he's going to think that really Midiraisa, he's potter from Trumas and Maisris. It's only Midirabbanan that can have to take off Trumas and Maisris. So it's going to come out problems that will be make off Truma, min achiyav al aptur, or min aptur al achiyav. Because Midiraisa, when you want to take off Truma, you have to have the fruit you take in Truma, has to be that it's Tevel Midiraisa. That means Midiraisa, these fruits are Mechuyiv in Truma Samaisris. And you have to take it off to free yourself from other fruits that also has a Chiyiv Tevel. Over here we're afraid that this person is going to think that really it was Hefker. And really he's Potiphar Truma Samaisris. Even though Midiraisa, it's not Hefker. Midiraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could be Chayzer. So Gemara is going to ask him, that's not a good takana. The Rabbanan should not leave it this way. How could the Rabbanan leave it that some people are going to think that it's really Hefker and they're potter from Trumas and Maisus Midiraisa, and really it's not true? Really they're not potter from Trumas and Maisus. So it's going to come out, you're going to take off Trumas and Maisus from one place that you chayiv on another place that you potter, or the opposite way. And so the Rabbanan usually don't make the takanas like this. So Gemara says, the Amri Lei, we tell the person like this, whoever wants to go and be zeich in this field, the Amrulei, we tell him, you should know, ki maseres is ase mineyuvei. When you want to go take off truma now from the fruits that grow in this field, you should know, we're telling you right now, be careful only to take off truma semaisris. Mineyuvei means from this field itself. In other words, this field, when you cut down the pears, you have 100 bushels, whatever you have, so from the bushels itself, take off the truma to pata to free the rest of the bushels. So therefore you can't go wrong. Because if these bushels are mechuyiv midiraisa and truma semaisris, very good. You take it off midiraisa, truma semaisris. And if these peiros are only chuyiv midirabbanan, so then midirabbanan is also very good. Because midirabbanan you take it off from the same fruits. In other words, we tell you, use the fruits of this field to take off the truma for the field itself. So then you can't go wrong. Whatever chiv there is, you're doing what you're supposed to. The problem was, maybe you'll take off fruits from this field for another field. And the other field was mechuyi midiraisam, and this field was only mechuyi midirabbanan. That you can't do. So the Torah says, the reason why the Rabbanan weren't afraid about this is, because the Rabbanan tells the person, when you go and take off your fruits from this field, you should know you have to take off the truma semaisris mineyuvei. From the fruits of this field alone, you could do it. The Mar Meisvei, Avakasha now. It says, Alochom, Hamafkir es Karmoy. Let's say somebody at night time has a vineyard, and he's mafkir, he makes a hefker. Harezu hefker lakur. He's mafkir es Kerem. Ule Shachar, the next morning, Omad, he stands up himself, and like Ubotsroy, he goes to cut down the grapes. Like he's Zeicha back in the grapes himself. So Alochom is, Chaye beferet over yodelis over shichcha over peya. Halacha is all these halachas. If it's a real hefka field, you potter. Peret and yodelis is the type of grapes that are left over. It's not a whole cluster of grapes. So halacha is you're supposed to leave it over for the anim. So if you zeich in the field a complete hefka, you potter. But here it's not called a complete hefka because since the owner himself was the one that was mafkrit last night. And now he himself is Zeicha back again. So since he himself is Zeicha back again, that's not called the complete Hefker. We'll soon see the Ran says there's a Pasuk for this. Mashenke no potter min a Meiser. The only thing that you are potter from is from Meiser. That now you don't have to take off Trumas and Meiseris from this Kerem, from the grapes. Because since you are Mafke them, you made a Hefker Lakoyel. So now when you come back yourself and Zeicha back again, Lamaisa, you're potter from Trumas and Maisis.
It's like the Ran says. He says, "Biyachayiv imperet ovoilus v'shichav apayom mishum diyaf vagav dehefke potem ikulu." Really, stamazay when you mafker it, you potter from these things. If a third person would have, or second somebody else would have come and been zeicher back in these fruits, he would be potter. Okay, Arminim biyalma, it says all over. It says nishmar lamutay hefka. That when something is hefka lemaisa, then you potter. Even so, mishun the bekula hani ksiv tazov yisera. Over here it says an extra posik tazov is mechayiv bahu. Therefore, over here yechayiv kol hecha dehechzik bahu atzmai. When the owner himself comes and is zeicher back in these fruits, if the owner himself was mafkarit and then he himself takes it back, so there's a posik tazov. That means that the owner himself, he's still chayiv in these things. In other words, if you're mafkir your field and somebody else comes and takes it, the second person would have been potter from Peret Oilis that's leaving over these grapes for the Aniyim, or Shikha, when you go to cut it down and you forget a bundle, or Peya Bechlal, you have to leave over one end portion for the Aniyim. You would have been potter. But now that the owner himself came back the next day and was Zeicher from Hefker, there's a Pasik Tazav Oisai that you still chayiv in these things. Marshenka in the Brisa says, we'll put them in a Maisa. But you know, from Trumas and Maisers, that you potter. Because by Maiser, it doesn't say a Tazav Yisera. So therefore, even though the owner himself came back and took it back, still he's potter. So the kasher is, there's a kasher according to Rabbi Yossi. If you tell me Hefker is always, that it didn't leave your possession until somebody else came and took it, so over here it never left your possession, because the owner was Mafkarit, and nobody else came and took it yet. Just the owner himself in the morning took it back. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that should not be a real hefka. So you should even be chayiv in truma samaisris. How come here that says here that you put them in a maisa? So the Gemara says, Bishlei melula, it's good according to law, the Rabbanan katoni law. Ula is also masking it's a machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So I'll tell you, this mishnah here, or the Brisa mishnah, goes according to the Rabbanan shita. And the Rabbanan say, when you mask is something, when the owner says, Harezu Hefka, it's free for all, it leaves your reshus completely, right away, even before somebody else comes and takes it. So then it's very good here. The owner at night made his vineyard free. Whoever wants to come and take it, come and take it. He made it Hefka. So right then, it left his possession completely. Therefore, when he takes it back in the morning, it's called he gets it back again from Hefka. And Allah is, if you get a field from Hefka, the fruits that you acquired from Hefka, you put them in a Maisa. So therefore, according to Ula, it's good. He said before, one went, the Reisha went according to Rabbi Yossi, and the Sefer went to the Rabbanin. So since he was explained that according to the Rabbanin, he also was going according to the Rabbanin. Udiraisa katoni law, and it's like Allah in Midiraisa this way. That Midiraisa, as soon as you mafkir it, it leaves your possession. So when you take it back again, you put it for Trumas and Isis. Elul Rash Lakish, but according to Rash Lakish, that he said before the Mishnah before, both the Reisha and the Sefer, he said goes according to Rabbi Yossi. So Mashmi wants to put in the Mishnais, goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that holds when you mafka something, it does not leave your Rishus completely until somebody else takes it. So over here, am I putim and am I sir? Why is this owner the next morning, when he himself takes the field back again, why is he put enough and given Truma Samaisris? The field never left his possession. According to Rabbi Yossi, when you mafker it, if somebody else doesn't come and take it first, it doesn't leave your possession. So if you yourself come and take it the next morning, it's still yours. It never left your possession. So the Navad, you should be chayiv in Truma Samaisris. So Al-Kamir, the Mishnah says that if the owner himself was mafker his karmoy, and then in the morning he himself takes it back again, how come here it says that he's put them in a meiser? Because the kasha and Rash Lakish. So Maluch, Rash Lakish answers back like this. Enechanami, ki amri anol Rabbi Yossi. I that wanted to be mafker with a brisa, this mission before of our mafker esodeyu, the ration is safer, I just wanted to say that that Mishnah, the beginning and the end, is possible to go according to Rabbi Yossi. Not that Rish Lakish says, like he holds like Rabbi Yossi, he's the only Shita. Rish Lakish is only saying that Kiyamri Ano, when I said before that that Mishnah, both the Reisha and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi. I only meant to say that it could go according to Rabbi Yossi. But you understand, Hora Bonani. But Rish Lakish also agrees
that there is a shita of Rabbi Yossi, there is a shita of the Rabbanin, that the Rabbanin do argue on Rabbi Yossi, and therefore there's no kashrim. Like this Mishnah, Avada goes according to the Rabbanin shita. That here if we say, if a person is mafkir his kerim, and then the next morning he takes it back, that he is putter, for sure this has to go according to the Rabbanin. That the Rabbanin say, when a person is mafkir his field, he gives up rights in his field, that's it. There's such a kinyan hefka. You have a right to be mafkarit. Say you don't want it anymore. And if you say a lashon of hefker, we'll soon see that's the chiddush, that a person could be mafkarit that takes off his ownership. He doesn't own it anymore. Therefore, even if he himself takes it back the next morning, it's called he's taking it back from hefker, and therefore he's potter for tshumas emaisus.